The poetry and the songs that you are supposed to write, I believe, are in your heart. You just have to open up your heart and not be afraid to get them out. Judy Collins has never been afraid to bare her soul through her music, and now, more than 60 years after the release of her first album, her beauty and poetry still resonate with audiences around the world. Victoria residents will have the chance to experience that magic for themselves when Sweet Judy Blue Eyes plays two Victoria shows in March. At 85, Collins is still touring and sharing her gift with literally hundreds of performances every year. If you're an artist and are given that gift of music, it's something that can energize you and, if you're lucky as I have been, you can do it your whole life, said Collins. Of course, throughout her incredible and inspiring career, Collins has been a part of music history, and, given a little prompting, she will recount some stories about the great talents with whom she's shared a stage. But some of her most impactful memories don't involve the biggest names. When I first started out, I sang at a place called the Gilded Garter, Collins recalled. Bob Dylan was hanging out there waiting to see if he could get on Hootenanny, and we'd sing together occasionally. Of course, he wasn't known as Dylan back then, not yet. Thinking back on those early days gave rise to another memory for Collins, and she recounted how, while at the Gilded Garter, the owner of a strip show in Denver convinced Collins and Dylan into coming to see a headliner at her club, a woman named Tempest Storm. After the show, we went backstage to meet her. We were just starting out back then, and this wonderful lady took me aside and gave me some advice, Collins said. She told me that, if you're good enough, you never have to take it all off, that you have to deal your cards out carefully and leave something for the next time. Every show is a new beginning. It's advice that Collins never forgot, and she took it to heart, approaching every show, every project, with new excitement and energy. As an aside, Tempest Storm went on to a decades-long career that prompted the mayor of New York to declare Tempest Storm Day in her honor in 1999. Other musical icons that have shared the stage with Collins are almost too numerous to list. Oh gosh, I was a great friend of Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Phil Ochs, Tom Paxton, so many others. I worked with Stephen Sondheim, that was interesting, and well, so many others, said Cohen. I think that people who are creative are the luckiest people on earth. Music is something that calls to us from our dreams and peeks out of the corner of our eyes when we think no one is looking. But if it's something you love, you'll find a way to get it out to the world. It would be a mistake, though, to think of Collins as just a musical legend of the past. Yes, she has got that remarkable 55-album body of work, but she's writing, still recording, and, in 2017, Collins returned to the work of the songwriter who gave her an early hit with Send in the Clowns, with a love letter to Stephen Sondheim. That same year, she and her longtime friend, Stephen Stills, collaborated on an album, Everybody Knows. In 2022, Collins was nominated for a Grammy for the seventh time for her latest album, Spellbound. Collins is also an author, having published more than 30 books. And, did we mention that she's a lifelong activist and a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador and has been awarded with dozens of honors that range from honorary doctorates to having her work preserved in the Library of Congress? But, finally, and to keep things in perspective, Collins tells a story that serves to keep her humble. You see, Collins originally trained as a classical pianist, giving it up for folk music and the guitar. Still, when her old piano teacher came to see her in concert, after she was an international star, he came backstage and provided a different viewpoint. I remember he came back and met me in my dressing room where he took my hands in his and, looking down at my fingers, he sighed, said Collins with a chuckle. Then he said, "Ah, Judy, you really could have been someone special. I suppose it's all about how you look at things." For Judy Collins, it's fair to say that she really has seen life from both sides now. Judy Collins, who was originally scheduled to appear in Victoria in March of this year, was forced to cancel her concert at that time due to an unforeseen health problem. Thankfully, the intrepid superstar is fully recovered and is back on the road, once again thrilling her fans with unforgettable concerts. She will be appearing at the Dave Dunnett Community Theater in Oak Bay, 2121 Cadborough Bay Road, on Saturday, January 31, 2026. Tickets are still available at beaconridgeproductions.com. Beacon Ridge Productions is a premier production company that represents and hosts a parade of incredible talents in Victoria and beyond. Check out their website for more upcoming concerts.